You're listening to Audio Culture on 95BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz.
Right, audioculture.co.nz, check it out. There are some gold star articles on there. And this evening we're talking about hitting the road and staying on it, which is an article from Tim from Blam 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 fame. Tim, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Tim!
Now, in 1984, you wrote an article for Rip It Up, just kind of a how-to guide for people to go out there and tour around Aotearoa. At this stage, how long had you been out pounding the pavement, going up and down the country as a musician in bands?
Since 1978.
Okay, it's pretty good innings. I mean, how would you say that the country had changed over those years as a touring musician? What was it like at the time?
Well, hang on, let's go rewind a little bit because Blam 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 toured in 2019, but I hadn't been touring. I finished touring New Zealand really probably 1984, because then I went to London and came back and got involved in South Auckland hip hop and stuff. So for that period of the late 70s into the early 80s, I was touring
New Zealand.
It's a lot different when we did one in 2019 with Blam Blam Blam, which was, you know, that's a very established old name, isn't it? But I wrote it in 84 just in terms of people starting up, because as you probably may know, our touring days ended rather badly in hospital.
After a van crash?
Yeah. We were touring one night I was driving. I rolled the van 6 times and ended up going through the driver's window and losing a finger and going into a coma for a couple of weeks.
Is it that sort of moment that you just decide that you're done?
No, not at all. Yeah. Not at all. I mean, you know, if I had the opportunity to drop what I do right now and go back on the road, I would, like, in an instant. I don't know whether it's some kind of gypsy DNA in there or something. I don't know, maybe.
Yes. Now, I mean, I would just going back to 1978 to 1984, that period of time in New Zealand, what was it like to be out on the road? I mean, what could one expect from venues and punters and that?
Well, it was really odd, because, like, the first band I toured with was called The Plague, and we were a punk rock band, very experimental, very theatrical, and by that stage, quite musical. But we'd rock up to somewhere and they would really be expecting us to maybe play cover songs. Mm-hmm. And there we were with, like, different coloured hair and strange coloured clothes playing loud music in small towns. It was very interesting.
Yes. Yeah. It seems somewhat that some of that really small town stuff has kind of vanished off local artists' sort of touring schedules. It seems like people just sort of do Christchurch, Dunedin, Wellington and Auckland nowadays.
Yeah, and they tend to do Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We toured and we played every day of the week, except maybe Sunday, because the pubs weren't open. We would have a Monday night in Whanganui, or a Wednesday in Rotorua. Because you've got to remember, back in those days, there were 2 TV channels, no internet.
Yep.
So there was nothing to do.
Yeah, people are gagging for some entertainment any night of the week.
If a band rocked up on a Monday, hey, I'm there. That's my weekend night.
What sort of numbers of people would you expect on, like, a Monday or a Tuesday or Wednesday?
Well, that's actually quite interesting, because when I finally sort of came to in the hospital bed in Whanganui, there was 2 officials of the government standing over my bed, and one of them was from this newfangled thing called the Accident Compensation Corporation, and the other one was from the tax department.
And what did they want with you at the time?
Well, they made me, and this is a fellow with severe head injuries. I lost my sense of smell, and it took me 2 years really to piece back together people and places and stuff.
But yes.
The tax department gave me quite an interesting task, which was probably, when I think back, good for my rehabilitation. They made me produce the books of Blam 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 for the past 2 years,
mm-hmm.
which I did.
Yeah,
it's the most wonderful piece of fiction ever written.
Wow. Now, just to reiterate, we're talking about your Hitting the Road and Staying on It guide, which has been published on Audio Culture. It was published a couple of days ago for, you know, young players and old players to go back and check out. I mean, as a band, I mean, there is some timeless advice in here. Is there anything that really springs to mind from your perspective that, you know, you would suggest to a young band about to hit the road that they'd need to know?
I think it's really important to always consider you're in no man's land or perhaps even enemy territory everywhere you go. And that's because back in the days, of course, you know, they probably should have put chicken wire up on the stage, some of the places we played.
Yes, yeah.
But they didn't. If there are women in the band, they should never go off by themselves.
Yes, look after them. Mm. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because there have been instances of women in a touring situation that have been attacked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking, you know, your peak era of 1978 to 84. Did the emergence of punk at the time have something to do with the, I guess, any sort of violence that a band might experience?
No, not at all. That was just sort of, well, it was. I remember we played Victoria University in Wellington for an orientation, and the this was Screaming Blamatics, actually, with the pneumatics and the Screaming Memes.
Mm-hmm.
And the security for the student union organised thing was appalling.
Yes.
They had no security, and there were the punks from Wainui Mata, skinheads, that came down to cause trouble. That's what they were there to do. They were to cause trouble. But worse than that, they had weapons. There was a mace, and there was
a mace.
Know, those,
what the, is it? The yeah, mace, Dark the Ages mace, or something? Middle Ages?
Chain,
yeah,
I'm telling you.
What the?
So, yeah, it was terrible. So we had actually liberated a couple of bottles of brandy from the Students Association. Oh, they were just sitting there. We thought they were for us, of course. And we had a bit of Dutch courage, so I made the call that we actually needed to attack first.
Yes. Get that mace out of their hands.
Holy shit.
Absolutely. Memes were playing, and they were getting cans of beer and full cans of beer thrown at them.
Yeah.
And back in those days, the cans of beer were real aluminium cans. They were quite dangerous, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
And so we attacked from the stage, and Mr. McGlashan, Donald, that mild-mannered, wonderful, wonderful musician, jumped off the stage onto this guy who was about 6'2" and boxed his ears till he was on the ground, then drop kicked the next one and a perfect left uppercut on the third. It was really quite incredible because the Celtic blood was flowing.
Yes.
I, of course, stood there with a mic stand on stage protecting the gear very diligently.
Yeah.
But we actually dealt with them. We took their weapons off them, and then they still wouldn't evict them. It was just dumb, so we didn't continue to fight.
Crazy. All right, hey.
But generally speaking, the violence and stuff like that was generally just coming across a small town mentality and people that were fueled by lots of alcohol that thought they could have a crack at the young punks from Auckland.
Totally.
And then, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
We were run out of town in Dunedin.
Yeah. Now, should we play a tune? We've got Blam Blam Blam's Businessman here. Well, you just sent through.
Yeah, I put it in the system, mate.
We've got
Businessman. That's fine. That's me singing.
Okay,
it's fun.
Let's hear it. Here we go.
Hey, we've got Tim from Blam 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 on the phone, and we're talking about his article on audio culture. Tim, you've written a little bit about accommodation here, which I find interesting. You say, quote, "Staying in motels is boring. So if you've got mates and they don't mind, stay with them." part of me is just thinking, what have you exactly offered any of your mates when you've been touring? You've got an example here of scotch, but, you know, have you suggested anything else, like maybe beers?
Well, yeah, you know, that kind of thing, I suppose. I mean, it just, hey, that's when I was really young.
Yeah.
I was, what, 21, 20? And really, why would I want to stay in a motel when I could hang out with other people and do that? I mean, but it's funny because I remember when we were touring with Split Enz, and we were staying in the terrace where there was a beautiful house on the terrace, and there was a big fish tank full of seahorses.
Seahorses?
Yeah, no, seriously, a big fish tank full of seahorses.
Right.
And, you know, Peter Jackson's lady Fran, she was living there, and it was a whole lot of really vital young people, artists. I can't remember all the people that lived there, but it was a lot of fun. We slept on the floor. And Neil,
yeah,
Mr. Finn, was, he went, oh, shit, can I stay there tonight? Because you know, he's only what, a couple of years older than us. And, yeah, so it can get, I know, talking to friends of mine, people like, you know, Bone Solomon, who's toured the world, it gets very dreary with all the different hotel rooms or motel rooms or whatever. Yeah.
Yes. You've got some.
But we're touring again. Look at this. We're playing the Power Station with the Huda Gurus. Oh,
yeah. Sold out.
True.
Sold out, yeah. And then we're going to Christchurch and playing Selwyn Sounds on March the 4th. And then we're going to the Hutt Valley in Wellington and playing on March the 5th at Hutt Sounds. And then, but then, coming back to Auckland on March the 9th to play the Tuning Fork and playing Hamilton on March 10th. So that's a tour.
There you go. So if anyone out there has missed out on tickets to go and see the Huda Gurus and Blam 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 at the Power Station, I trust you just jump online and Blam 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 at the Tuning Fork is the go, right?
I'd say so for Auckland, unless you want a road trip to Hamilton. You know,
whereabouts are you playing in Hamilton? Last Place Bar?
It's a place called The Last Place.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's not a venue I know.
Mm-hmm. That's a great place.
I've heard good things. Yeah.
They've got pancakes after midnight. No, this is like one of the best things about that place in particular. It's great.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's the good thing about, I mean, touring, there's different flavours in different parts of New Zealand. And I'm sure it's still the same because it doesn't change.
Yeah, you're right. Now, if just to reiterate one more time, we're talking about hitting the road and staying on it on Audio Culture via Tim from Blam Blam Blam. I thought we should go out on one of your tracks that you've just actually sent through to us mere minutes ago. What can you tell us about Fresh Northerly?
Oh, look, I just did that because I was having a laugh and thought, oh, I'll send them that. It's something I did last year, and I sent it down to Paul Streetstra, who was the engineer on the Blam 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 album, engineer-producer on the Blam 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 album, Luxury Lynx. And because it was lockdown and stuff, I just sent him the WAV files, and he sent me back a mix, and this is what it sounds like.
All right, Tim.
It's about global warming, it's about the weather.
Yeah, just classic weather. All right, hey, Tim, thank you so much for chatting to us this evening. All the best for the shows that are coming up.
And, thanks, man. It's awesome to talk to you. And, yeah, come to the Tuning Fort, you guys. There's life in this old beast yet. Blam, 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 rides again.
Yeah!
Excellent.
Get it.
All right, have a good one, brother.
Sure.
Yeah, bye.
Notice the weather recently. When it rains, and it rains too much. When it's dry and the bush burns up. I love a fresh northerly. Changing the weather. An escape from the ordinary. Let's all keep it together. The wind is
Audio Culture on 95 BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz.